The night before Michigan Democrats picked their nominee for U.S. Senate, Abdul El-Sayed spent it poolside in Detroit, next to a Twitch streamer who once told his audience that America deserved the September 11th attacks. Less than a full day later, on August 4th, 2026, El-Sayed won the Democratic primary anyway, beating Congresswoman Haley Stevens by 14,893 votes out of nearly 1.5 million cast. Since that night, three separate people, a sitting United States senator, a CNN anchor, and his own election night crowd, have each handed him a chance, on camera, to say the streamer went too far. Three times, he hasn't taken it. You're listening to Civic Intelligence. This is the story of a razor-thin Senate primary in Michigan, the far-left streamer who helped win it, and the three chances its winner has had, and passed on, to put daylight between himself and him. Hassan Piker built an audience of roughly 2.9 million people, combined, across Twitch and YouTube. Twitch suspended him briefly in 2019 after he told viewers America deserved the September 11th attacks. He later called Hamas's October 7th, 2023 attack on Israel a direct consequence of American and Israeli policy, and defended that framing at length. None of it kept him off Abdul El-Sayed's campaign trail. Piker rallied with El-Sayed and Congresswoman Summer Lee, Democrat of Pennsylvania, at the University of Michigan in April. He showed up at Michigan State despite the campus Hillel publicly calling him a known anti-Semite and saying it was, in its words, deeply troubled by the visit. And on the night before Michigan voted, he was still there, at a Detroit pool party with El-Sayed's campaign, according to the Detroit News, his last public act before a single ballot was counted. Piker has said plainly why he backs him. Abdul El-Sayed doesn't call himself a socialist, but I still like him quite a bit because I think he's a fighter, and that's what Americans need right now, he told Detroit's public radio station, WDET, in June. El-Sayed won by 14,893 votes. That's the entire margin, in a primary that decided who Michigan Democrats will send into one of the most competitive Senate races in the country. The unease over that alliance didn't start with a pool party. It started 5 months earlier. In March of 2026, a man rammed a vehicle into Temple Israel in West Bloomfield Township and opened fire before dying by his own hand. His brother had been a Hezbollah commander, killed in an Israeli strike in Lebanon. El-Sayed condemned the attack. Then he added that hurt people do hurt people, and the circumstances happening 6,000 miles away can affect the lives that we live here. Temple Israel's own rabbi, Jen Lader, said the framing suggested the attack could be understood through the lens of Israeli actions, a rebuke from the rabbi of the synagogue that had just been attacked. That's the backdrop the Piker Alliance landed on. The Anti-Defamation League's Michigan director, Alyssa Schmier, called El-Sayed's decision to campaign with Piker yet another example of the growing normalization of extreme anti-Zionism in mainstream spaces. After the win, the league's national CEO, Jonathan Greenblatt, went further, saying the organization had called out nominee Abdul El-Sayed for peddling in anti-Semitic tropes or for campaigning with notorious bigot Hassan Piker. The Republican Jewish Coalition's CEO, Matt Brooks, called El-Sayed a direct threat to Michigan's Jewish community. There's a financial thread here too, according to Fox News Digital. El-Sayed's campaign has collected more than $115,000 from at least 41 donors tied to CARE, the Council on American-Islamic Relations, an organization named an unindicted co-conspirator in the largest terrorism financing prosecution in U.S. history. One of those donors is El Sayed's own father-in-law, a board member of CARE's Michigan chapter. Before the primary, Congresswoman Haley Stevens, El Sayed's own opponent, told Fox News he should distance himself from Piker. He didn't. That was chance number one. Chance two came from Senator John Fetterman, Democrat of Pennsylvania, who warned publicly, "I can't come together with someone if you are willing to embrace people that love Hamas or that think America deserved 9/11. El Sayed's response, in a cadence more associated with a certain former president, was three words. "What a lovely gentleman." On El Sayed's own election night, at Detroit's Majestic Theater, Piker used his 11-hour live stream to go after the Democrats who'd criticized the alliance, using an obscenity to call them Islamophobic. By his own account afterward, he met Washington Democrats who'd opposed El Sayed, not Michigan voters. Either way, it was El Sayed's own party he was attacking, from El Sayed's own victory party. Chance three came 3 days later, from CNN's Caitlin Collins, who asked El Sayed directly about Fetterman's demand that he renounce Piker. "I'm less focused on folks who are campaigning with me, more focused on the folks I'm campaigning to," he said. Fetterman's reply was a dare. "You're in a general election now. I dare you. I dare you." Asked separately about Piker's role in the race, El Sayed reduced him to a job description. "He's got his perspective on it, and he's welcome to his perspective. It's not mine." To be fair to him, El Sayed has never personally repeated Piker's most inflammatory lines, and he's made his own appeals to Jewish voters directly. On Victory Night, he said his "commitment to your safety, my commitment to Jewish safety, is the same commitment that I have to the safety of my own daughters." He told Fox News Digital separately, "I will always stand against anti-Semitism and stand with my Jewish brothers and sisters and their right to practice their faith safely, freely, and unabashedly." But his own record on Israel isn't something reporters had to dig for. He's called the Israeli government as evil as Hamas, told CNN's Inside Politics Sunday that Israel is certainly a rogue state that did a genocide, and called Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu a war criminal. Leaked audio obtained by the Washington Free Beacon caught him telling his own campaign staff he'd avoid commenting publicly on the death of Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, because "there are a lot of people in Dearborn who are sad," and that if reporters pressed him on it, he'd redirect the conversation to Donald Trump instead. President Trump weighed in on Truth Social, archived verbatim by the independent tracker Trump's Truth. "Great news for the Republican Party," he wrote. "El Sayed, a communist loser who hates Jews and Israel, is the projected winner in his race with the socialist. Now the Democrats' crazy policies will only get worse." Abdul El Sayed is the Democratic nominee for U.S. Senate in Michigan, and Hassan Piker helped get him there, rallying campuses, headlining a pool party the night before the vote, and spending election night attacking El Sayed's own skeptical Democrats. Three times since, a senator, a network anchor, and his own party's unrest have each asked him to say Piker went too far. Three times, he's called him a streamer with his own perspective instead. El Sayed now faces Republican Mike Rogers in November for the seat Senator Gary Peters, Democrat of Michigan, is vacating, one of the most competitive Senate races in the country. Haley Seufer, who runs the Jewish Democratic Council of America, offered a carefully worded non-endorsement. The party is disappointed in the final result, even if the razor-thin margin wasn't the resounding win the far left predicted. Both the Jewish Telegraphic Agency and Jewish Insider report that Michigan's Jewish Democrats are actively weighing whether to cross party lines this fall. Michigan's Jewish community is the one now deciding what El Sayed's answer was worth. Dr. Abdul El Sayed has not been charged with any crime and is not accused of any, neither has Hassan Piker. This is a story about political associations, public statements, and who has reacted to them. Not a story about guilt. For every quote, every source, and every document behind this story, explore civicintelligence.news. If civic intelligence is useful to you, subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. New episodes drop as the stories do.